Tzachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavli Tzachim, Daf Tez Zayin. We begin on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page at the Mishnah. And the topic here is burning truma according to Rabbi Meir. Says the Mishnah, Am Rabbi Meir midivreim labanu shesofim truma tahira im hatmeya bepesach. From the words we learn that one may burn tomei truma together with tahor truma on Pesach. Amal Rabbi Yosa, einihi amida. Moidim belezer v'reshua shesofin zula atzma v'zula atzma v'ama nechleku ala tluya v'ala tmeya shebelezer oime tisoev zula atzma v'zula atzma v'reshua oime shtehen ka'acha. So Rabbi Yosef disagrees and he says it's not possible to learn this from their words, as we'll see from the Gemara. Rather, Belazer and v'reshua agree that each are burned separately. They will disagree about a case where one is toloi, which is suspended type of truma, where you're not allowed to burn it but you're not allowed to eat it either, and one is tomei. Rav Elazar holds that they are burnt separately, and Rav Shua holds that they may be burned together. And the reason that you're burning here Tluya is because you have to destroy it before Pesach, because it's Chometz. Says the Gemara, Ma'o bePesach, ba'arba'asa. What's the understanding of the word Pesach in the Mishnah? Here it means to the 14th of Nisan, when the Chometz is burned. Am Rav Yochanan medivre b'Yakiva, medivre b'Chanina, skana kehanim. When Rav Meir said from their words, what are we referring to? We're referring to the words of Akiva, Rav Chananya, skana kehanim, of the previous two Mishnayas. Rav Shimon ben Lakish omar medivre Rav Elazar and medivre Rav Yoshua. He disagrees. He says we're referring here to the words of Rav Elazar and Rav Yoshua, as the Gemara is going to explain now. Am Rav Zeira, koimi Rav Yossi, adaita Rav Yochanan nicha, adaita Rav Shimon ben Lakish, ma ba Rav Elazar Rav Yoshua lakan. Rav Zeira said to Rav Yossi, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is understandable, however, to which discussion of Lezen Rabbi Shua is Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish referring? Amalei, Tanyan Inun, the answer is, he's referring to a machlekes amongst the Tanoim. There's a Mishnah in Tumas that says a case of a bowel that broke in the upper winepress when the lower winepress was Tomei. So in that case, Rabbi Lezen Rabbi Shua agree that if he's able to save a revius of the Truma from becoming Tomei before it falls into the lower winepress, he should do so. If he cannot, Rabbi Lezen says he must allow the Truma to fall and become Tomei, but he may not actively make it Tomei by collecting it in a Tomei vessel, and Rabbi Shua says he may even actively make it Tomei. So in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir understood that just as Rabbi Shua in Trumas holds that since the wine will ultimately be going to waste, it's mutter to actively be metamerit, so too, it's permitted on Erev Pesach to do the same here with the Chometz. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hakol moedim b'shisha asa shesofim truma tahora v'tameya. Says Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, all agree that on the 16th, one burns tahor and tamei truma together. Rabbi Yossi makshi, lama Rabbi Yossi eina min amida. Rabbi Yossi asks, why do Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah say that it's not possible to learn this from their words? The Gemara now explains the question. Rabbi Yossi, toshama dam Rabbi Yochanan, medivri Rabbi Kiva, and medivri Rabbi Chanina, skana kehanim. Rabbi Yossi was confused because he had heard from Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Meir had learned his case from the words of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chananya, as we said earlier. Rehu shama devar kafa omar, ava tuma devar toira, vlada tuma medivrehem, velo shama dama Rabbi Yochanan ben ze uven ze devar toira. He'd heard that Bar Kafa had said that Rabbi Chananya was discussing a Durabonon Vlada Tuma. However, he was not aware that Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Bar Kafa and held that Vlada Tuma is from the Torah. Vehu makshi kashem shemutal isroif isa Torah im Tumas Torah shekhen soif in Tumas Torah in Tumas Torah kachi hei mutal isroif isa divreihem im Tumas Torah shekhen soif in Tumas divreihem im Tumas Torah. And therefore he asked, just as it should be mutter to burn a Torah Issa, which is Chometz of Truma on the 16th, with a Torah Tuma, so it should be permitted to also burn a rabbinic type prohibition, which is Chometz of Truma on the 14th at the 6th hour, together with a Torah Tuma, because according to Chananya, one burns a rabbinic Tuma together with a Torah Tuma. Ela shnir hi Issa, shnir hi Tuma, rather, in conclusion, you have to differentiate between the Issuim and the Tuma, that even though you may burn a rabbinic type of Issa together with a Torah Tuma, Rabbi Yossi holds that one may not burn a rabbinic Pasul together with a Torah Tuma. Va'ama Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hakol moedim b'shisha asa shesofim truma tahora v'tmeya, k'shem sholei chilakta lanu ben Issa Torah l'tumas Torah, shekhen sofim tumas Torah im tumas Torah, kach lei tachlik lanu ben Issa divreihem l'tumas Torah, shekhen sofim tumas divreihem im tumas Torah. Rabbi Yossi quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that all would agree that on the 16th one burns Torah and Tomei Truma together. Just as you did not differentiate between a Torah prohibition and a Torah tumah, as you may burn a Torah tumah with a Torah tumah, so too you should not differentiate between a drabbanon issa and a Torah tumah, as you may burn a drabbanon tumah together with a Torah tumah. Ela bein zeh uvein zeh dvar Torah, rather both are from the Torah, means the statement of Hananya that was made tamei by a vlad tumah refers to a Torah tumah, and if so, Rabbi Yosi's objection was valid because that was a case of a Torah tumah and a Torah tumah, whereas chometz of tumah at the sixth hour is only a rabbinic psul with a Torah tumah, but there's no difference between psul and tumah. The Gemara comes to bring a support. Asa Rebchia Ba Abba Min Sud Va'ama Min Shmei to Rabbi Yochanan. Rebchia Ba Abba of Sud came and he quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Ben Ze Uvein Ze Dvar Torah Va'amrith Yeus Taman Tumas Torah Im Tumas Torah Bram Hacha Psul Torah Im Tumas Torah Begain Kach Rabbi Yosi Omar Einahi Hamidah. Both are from the Torah, as was said by Rabbi Yasser that Chananya was speaking about Vlad HaTumah is from the Torah. However, Rabbi Yochanan said that all agree that on the 16th you may burn Tomei and Torah Tumah together, which would be a rabbinic psul with a Torah Tumah. This is why Rabbi Yosi objected in the Mishnah. The Gemara now comes with a question, the Kasha Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Meir, the Hadad Rabbi Yosi, Ama Einahi Amida. Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Chananya calls the question of Meir, because the objection of Rabbi Yosi is correct. This is a question really against Baal Kafa, who said that Rechanani was referring to a Vlad HaTumah that is Midrabbanon. And the Gemara answers, Sava Baal Kafa Kub Shimon ben Lokish to Shimon ben Lokish Omar B'divre Rebeleze V'Rabbi Yeshua. The answer is that Baal Kafa follows Shimon ben Lokish, who says that Rabbi Meir is referring to Rebeleze and Rabbi Yeshua rather than what Rabbi Yochanan said. The Gemara now asks another question, Bakasha de Barkafa al de Rabbi Yosi, Behada de Meir Omar, Medivreim Lamadnu. Barkafa's explanation of Rechananya will be a question on Rabbi Yosi, since Rabbi Meir is correct. From Rechananya we learn that you may burn a Drabbanon Tumah together with a Torah Tumah. If so, you should also be able to burn a Rabbinic Psul together with a Torah Tumah, because they are the same. And the Gemara answers, Amr Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Meir kadatei, Rav Meir machmir medivreim kedivrei Torah. Rav Avin answers, Rav Meir follows his reasoning that he is machmir stringent with drabbanon laws as if they are Torah laws. Asks the Gemara, in Ashkan Rav Meir machmir medivreim kedivrei Torah, where do we find Rav Meir says this, that he's as machmir in drabbanon as he is in the Torah? And Rabbi Chinana kai de taninan tamon, haroye kethem harevim akul keles v'choshesheth mishim zoiv, divi Rabbi Meir, V'chachomim oimim ein b'ksomim mishum zoiv. Rav Chanina says, we learn it from the following Mishnah. A lady who sees a bloodstain has confused her count of Nida and she has to be concerned that perhaps she is a Zover. I mean, she doesn't know when she began to have her menstrual flow, and consequently she does not know when the 7 days of Nida end and the 11 potential days of Ziver begin afterwards. Even though bloodstains are drabbanon, Rav Meir, who said the statement, is machmir that they should affect the laws of Ziva, but the Chachamim say bloodstains do not affect the laws of Ziva. So we see here that Rav Meir treats the drabbanon as if it's min ha-Torah. So to review, we learnt in the Mishnah at the beginning, Rav Meir said that from their words we learn you may burn Tomei Trumah together with Tar Trumah on Pesach. Rabbi Yosi came with an objection, you cannot learn this from their words. Rabbi Lez and Rashua agree that each are burned separately. They disagree about the case when one is Toile and one is Tomei. Rabbi Lez holds they are burned separately, Rashua holds they may burn together. The Gemara asks, what is the understanding of the words Pesach in the Mishnah, and it means the 14th of Nisan when the Chometz is burned. Rabbi Yochanan said, when Rabbi Meir said from their words, he's referring to the words of Rabbi Akiva and Rechanan Yiskana Kehanim that we learnt in the previous two Mishnayos. Rishim Enoki said it's referring to the words of Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Shua when they spoke about a bowel that broke in the upper winepress and the lower winepress was Tomei. Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Shua agreed that if he's able to save a revius of Trumah from being Tomei, he should do so. If he cannot, so Rabbi Leza said he has to allow the Trumah to fall and become Tomei, but he may not actively be Matamarit, and Rabbi Shua says he may even actively be Matamarit. And in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir understood that just as Rabbi Shua and Trumah held that since the wine is going to go to waste, it's mutter to be actively Matamarit, so to hear in the case of Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said all agree that on the 16th you can burn Torah and Tomei Trumah together. Rabbi Yosef asked the question, why do Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah say that it's not possible to learn from their words? Meaning, Rabbi Yosef was confused. He had heard from Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Meir had learned the case from the words of Akiva and Chananya. He also heard that Bar Kafra had said that Chananya was discussing a drabbanon Vlad HaTumah. However, he wasn't aware that Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Bar Kafra and held that the Vlad HaTumah is from the Torah. And therefore he asked, just as we find that it's mutter to burn a Torah Issa, which is Chometz of Trumah on the 16th, together with a Torah Tumah, for it should be permitted to burn a drabonon iser of chametz of tuma on the 14th of the 6th hour together with Torah tuma, because according to Chananya, one burns a drabonon tuma together with a Torah tuma. But the conclusion is that you have to differentiate between isurim and tuma, that even though you may burn a drabonon iser together with a Torah tuma, Rabbi Yossi holds that you may not burn a drabonon psul together with a Torah tuma. Then there was a question of Yossi quoted of Yochanan saying that all agree on the 16th, you have to burn Tar and Tomei Tumah together. But just as you did not differentiate between a Torah Issa and a Torah Tumah, because you may burn a Torah Tumah with a Torah Tumah, so too you should not differentiate between a Drabonon Issa and a Torah Tumah, as you may burn a Drabonon Tumah together with a Torah Tumah. Rather, both are from the Torah, means the statement of Chanina that was made Tomei by Avlada Tumah referred to a Torah Tumah, and if so, Yossi's objection was valid. And we bring a support for this as well from Rav Chiya bar Abba of Sud, quoting Rav Yochanan, both are from the Torah. However, Rav Yochanan said that all agreed on the 16th you may burn Tomei and Torah Tumah together, and this is why Rav Yossi objected. The Gemara said that this causes a question. Rav Yochanan's explanation of Chananya is a question on Rav Meir, since the objection of Yossi is valid. The Gemara answers, bar Kafra follows Rav Shimon ben Lokesh, who said that Rav Meir is referring to Rav Elezer and Rav Yeshua. As another question, Bar Kafa's explanation from Chananya will cause a question on Rav Yossi, since Rav Meir is correct. And if so, one may also burn a drabonon psul together with a Torah Tumah. And the Gemara answers, Rav Avin says, Rav Meir follows the reasoning that he's machmir with drabonon laws as if they are Torah laws. The Gemara asks, where do we find this? And the answer was, we find it in the Mishnah about a lady who saw a bloodstain, that she's confused her count of Nida and of Zava. Even though bloodstains are drabonon, Rav Meir, who said this, is stringent and says they have to affect the laws of Ziva as well.